River Valley prevails over United Valley Friday night, 10-7. The first half was scoreless as the teams came out. Both teams turned the ball over and downs in their first possessions. The next two possessions, United Valley and River Valley exchanged punts. United Valley would get the ball on their own 20 and go on a promising drive, nine plays, but have to punt the ball. The key holding on that drive pushed them back out of a good position and forced them to punt. River Valley took over on their own 20, but could only manage a three and out and punt also. United Valley, another promising drive, started at their own 45-yard line. Took 15 plays. They got down to the 5-yard line of River Valley, but turned the ball over on downs. Could not punch the ball in. River Valley then took over on their own 5. Had a 6-play drive, helped out by a holding call that got them out from the shadow of their own goalpost, but they ended up having to punt on the possession. United Valley then got the ball back with only 2 minutes and 34 seconds to go until half. They did able to get down into good scoring position, attempted a field goal right before halftime, but that field goal was wide right, and our halftime score was 0-0. It was homecoming night at United. Homecoming festivities were going on, and Lily McGinnis was crowned the homecoming queen for United. In the second half, River Valley got the ball to start. They received it on their own 23-yard line, and they went on a 13-play, 77-yard drive covering 6 minutes. A key fourth down conversion on the drive was a pass from Prichetti to Woodring, and Prichetti ends up with the touchdown. He runs it in from 10 yards out. Finally, we have some points on the board. River Valley leads 7-0 after the PAT is good from Cole Heckathorn, which was actually a 35-yard PAT because of a holding penalty on the play. United Valley took over in the second half for their first possession second half, and they answered right back. They started on their own 10-yard line, but they rattled off a 15-play, 90-yard drive, resulting in a touchdown pass from Dimitri Worthington to Ethan Luco, 10 yards. The extra point was good, and we were all tied up at 7-7. River Valley on its next possession would answer right back. The key score of the game, they started on their own 24-yard line, had a 15-play, 46-yard drive, capped off by a 40-yard field goal by Cole Heckathorn to give them a 10-7 lead. United Valley got the ball back with 5 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. River Valley forced them on a 3-and-out punt. River Valley got the ball back with 4 minutes and 25 seconds to go in the game, and they were able to run out the clock behind some key running behind Brody Hutter, a key fourth down conversion pass from Max Prichet to Jake Woodring, and once they got United Valley to use all their timeouts, it was 3 kneel downs by Max Prichetti to set the final score at 10-7.